Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Washburn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Washburn. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Schofield catches it and throws to first to double up Groat. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker takes first base on ball four. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Flood reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood moves to third. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Uecker hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Washburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock bunts towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Alley covering, for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veal for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. White reaches second base with a double. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Uecker hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Ray Washburn. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Purkey now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to second. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Uker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. Flood moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood scores. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente throws the ball into Schofield who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boyer scores. It's 5-0, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski pinch hits for Bob Veal. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verdun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Verdun reaches third base with a triple. Schofield scores. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Uecker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Uecker moves to second. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.